escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And Paul Rasmussen, we welcome back Bentworth, Brentwood, Yawk, among the schools. Students returning today. We've had a succession of that throughout the course of the week. And Monday, Pittsburgh Public School students, except for kindergarten, will be in class. The teachers have been in, what do they call that, in service since Tuesday.
We call that getting ready back in Montana. Hey, Larry, I just popped up on my news feed. I thought I should share this. We'll have it at 6:30. There's not much to say, but the president is going to make a major announcement at the White House at noon today. We don't know what it involves.
So they release an announcement that there will be an announcement.
I think it's what has happened is the networks and reporters have picked up on today's schedule, the White House schedule.
Right. Yep. Yeah. For those that don't know, they're supplied every day with what the president's doing. And so they can read into some things if they see, well, what is this? And they may inquire and they say, President, we'll have a major announcement at noon today.
You know, one wonders if it might be something about Russia and Ukraine. The timing would seem connected to that, but we don't know. So,
the other big story this week, Erin, the first Atlantic hurricane of the season, and while it is not going to make landfall, it has made its presence known. We'll start there with CBS's Jared Hill.
Large waves slam into New York and New Jersey beaches as Erin barrels north.
Unfortunately, it's putting a damper on the end of the summer, but it's cool to come here and see the waves.
Swimming bans are in effect along the East Coast, with the storm bringing dangerous rip currents and waves close to 20 feet high. But those conditions aren't deterring the surfers at New York's Rockaway Beach.
You wait all year round for these waves. Super fun, challenging, really hard to stay in one place because there's a heavy rip.
Floodwaters already covering streets in Ocean City, New Jersey, where the governor has declared a state of emergency.
We want to walk down here and see how bad this was. This is a little bit worse than I thought it was going to be at this point.
Further north in Massachusetts, rough seas disrupted ferry service to Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard.
It's pretty choppy out there.
The storm moved away from Virginia and North Carolina Thursday, but the danger there is still not over as strong surf and floods linger.
Come on.
On the Outer Banks, cleanup crews have been deployed.
If we check the roads, there's no damage. It's just a matter of clearing off all the water and sand. Usually that's a matter of hours or a day or so.
Erosion remains a key concern as Erin continues its path hundreds of miles out in the Atlantic.
Remnants of Hurricane Erin could cause tropical storm conditions in Bermuda as well as Nova Scotia today.
CBS's Jared Hill, and there was some significant flooding along the coast, particularly in New Jersey.
I mean, we can call it a near miss, but still, right?
Yeah, still had a major impact. I thought after last night's final preseason game of the year, if you didn't stick with it, I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed seeing some Steelers football, but now you have to wait till September 7th to see Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf, Cam Hayward, TJ Watt, among others, play a football game.
It's going to be a long time, Larry, until you get to do your famous TJ Watt.
TJ Watt. I love doing
over
that.
At the stadium, right?
So they went down on the field. KDK TV Missy Matthews was standing there with Aaron Rodgers, who was in street clothes. I thought you might enjoy this conversation. Started talking about Scotty Miller, this young, talented receiver who I think is going to have an impact.
Aaron, how different and how much has this offense grown since you invited some of the guys out to Malibu up to this point through training camp in the preseason?
Well, the Malibu trip is really just about getting to know the guys and spend time with them. You know, as much as, you know, we worked out, we threw, it was the off the workout, out of the gym, off the field time that was most meaningful to get to know these guys on a deeper level, the guys that could make it out. So that was really fun. But it's fun, you know, there's a bond that started there. And so when Scotty's out here making a bunch of plays, you know, I definitely think back to, you know, the first time getting to know him out there and how much fun that was.
I did want to ask you about Scotty Miller, what he was able to do right before halftime and what you've seen from him since working with him.
Scotty can fly, straight up fly. That's what I noticed when I was throwing those boys out there. I mean, DK obviously has incredible speed, but Scotty and Roman and Calvin can fly. So, you know, that kind of speed is pretty special. They're all similar sized athletes. Other than obviously DK, but they all got their own individual skill set. Obviously, it's hurt not having Cal, mostly him, you know, the frustration, but given Scotty a lot of opportunities, and he's made the most of them.
You brought up DK. What have you seen from him, and just is he a different type of wide receiver that you've ever worked with?
Yeah, I mean, size-wise, for sure, he's a specimen. The thing I love the most about DK is just his work ethic. He cares about it so much. He wants to stay after practice and work on things. It's like Steph Curry not leaving the gym until he makes a bunch of threes in a row or swishes 10 free throws or whatever his process is. DK wants to make sure he finishes with a catch every practice, and that anything that came up during the day, we want to make sure it's buttoned up. So, and he leads by example with his practice habits, which is really important when you got a veteran guy in the room and a bunch of young guys.
Aaron, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right.
Missy Matthews on KDK TV with Aaron Rodgers. That was on the sidelines later in the game.
I have a couple thoughts about that. Number one, Scotty Miller reminds me of players like Julian Edelman and Wes Welker. Who? Smaller receivers who were very effective working with a very good quarterback, Tom Brady. And Aaron Rodgers is a very good quarterback who's going to make these receivers look pretty good. I think that's what's going to happen.
He still has the lowest interception rate of any quarterback. So
you look at the wide receivers who've been with the Steelers and had good years catching balls thrown by Ben Roethlisberger. They go elsewhere, and, well, it's not so much, right?
Yes. The only downside last night was they'll give Derek Harmon big pick for the Steelers in MRI today to make sure. Hopefully it's just a knee sprain. They got plenty of time to recover if that's the case.
Apparently he did come back to the sideline in street clothes. Yeah. He was smiling, interacting with the other players. So
seemed like he was.
Yeah, that's got to be a good sign, I think.
And if you're jonesing for football, the second annual KDK Radio Kickoff Classic is tonight, live at Wolf Arena, and tomorrow, presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, North Allegheny and Woodland Hills, then at Central Catholic and LaSalle College High School, then tomorrow McKeesport, Delaware Valley, Steel Valley and Westinghouse, and Elizabeth Forward and West Mifflin. $13 tickets, weekend pass for $25. Get your tickets at kdkaradio.com. Kenny Chesney's music generator. Remember we talked about Key Lime Pie last week, and 24 hours ago we were talking about titles to country music songs, and the host of this program from the late 60s for 15 years, Jack Bogut, who sent this list for us, Aaron, Paul.
So he heard us talking about it and decided that he would give us an assist.
Nice.
He said, I thought you all might enjoy some of these. More truth than fiction. Country song titles, Drop Kick Me Jesus Through the Goalposts of Life.
I've heard that one. Oh, yep.
That's a good title. That's a good title.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this comes off a Steeler win, so that makes sense. And young Ben Sauls from Pitt kicked those field goals last night.
Four of them.
How about this one? I've been roped and thrown by the Lord himself in the Holy Ghost Corral.
Oh, my good. These are long.
She got the gold mine and I got the shaft.
That's a Jerry Reed song.
These are real, yeah. Aaron. These are not made up.
And I know for a fact it just came like that. They didn't even have to think about the title, honestly.
The last word in Lonesome is me.
Mm. Good one.
That is a good one.
You stuck my heart in an old tin can and shot it off a log.
What in the world?
Pass out
these
the Winchesters.
Guys are just, they're like in agony.
Here's one, Aaron. Since you're a newlywed, you'll appreciate the depth of this love. Her teeth was stained, but her heart was pure, so I kissed her in the dark.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
I don't know whether to kill myself or go bowling. Got in at 2 with a 10, woke up at 10 with a 2.
You had to think that one over.
It took me a second.
These are really great honky-tonk
titles.
They're
very good. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, there's a big story about the grand old country scene here, Pittsburgh honky-tonk, actually on the cover of yesterday's Weekend Magazine of the Post-Gazette. So fits right in. And by the way, country music really is popular as it's ever been right now. Some of these, though, are just absolute gold. Bought a car from a guy that stole my girl, but the doggone car don't run.
These are, wow.
I'm still missing you, babe, but my aim is getting better.
These are live. I love the reactions.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't take her to a dog fight because I'm afraid somehow she'd win.
I like that one.
Oh, my.
You want a few more?
Yeah. How long is this list?
Bring it on.
It's endless. Let's see. If I had shot you when I wanted to, I'd be out of jail by now. Oh, my gosh. You took my heart and tore it apart and stomped that sucker flat.
Wow. I still that one about shooting someone when I wanted to, I'd be out of jail by now.
Oh. Well, that's like one we had yesterday. It's my wife ran away with my best friend, and I sure do miss him.
Yeah, that's what that is.
You're the reason our kids are ugly.
And
I mean, that's a completely different twist on, like, you're the reason God made Oklahoma.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man. She got the ring, and I got the finger. And
oh God, I gotta do the news in 5 minutes.
Yeah, right. We have to give you a minute to recover.
Personally, my all-time favorite is still "I'm So Miserable Without You." It's almost like you're still here.
Wow. Oh, great stuff! Thank you, Jack.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Bogut.
Oh, good stuff.
6:25 at KDK. This is the Big K Morning Show. All week we've been welcoming back school students, parents, grandparents, everybody involved in getting everybody organized, up and at 'em, rolling. Today we add Brentwood and Yock. Welcome. Monday, Pittsburgh Public Schools. The kids will be back in service for teachers since Tuesday. So if your schedule has changed, we got you covered here.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm KDKA. Two people I know personally have been the victims of fires due to batteries. One just the old-fashioned batteries, you know, that you might store. You have your AA's, AAA's, maybe your 9-volt batteries. And then more and more items have lithium batteries. So the question is, how do you properly store and how do you properly dispose of? So we reached out. City of Pittsburgh Assistant Fire Chief is with us right now, Brian Kukila. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I'm sure that you have started to deal with this lithium battery situation. We've seen some of these videos are pretty stunning when you see it looks like they just burst into flames in some cases and has people concerned and on edge. So let's start there. What do we do with lithium batteries?
So, Larry, I would say that in Pittsburgh, we're very, very fortunate to have a great relationship with the New York City Fire Department. And we were way ahead of the curve because in New York, with just so many people in the dense population, they have a lot of batteries utilized in micro-mobility devices. It's kind of that last mile mobility. And they caught these challenges way early. Our relationship with them helped us prepare way early. We see dynamic failure, and when you see those fires that you're discussing on the you've seen on a video, what you're seeing is thermal runaway of the cells in the battery, and thermal runaway can occur multiple reasons. It can be just a generalized failure. It can be because of mechanical damage, overcharging, and or getting the batteries hot, cold, or wet.
Well, that's a list of things that I'm sure every one of us has had experience to some degree without or before it gets into a situation where there's an explosion or fire. Also, I've heard that if there is a fire with lithium, that you don't necessarily use the standard home fire extinguisher on that. Is that correct?
I would say that there's not an always or a never. If you've got a fire and you have a fire extinguisher and you feel that you're in a safe position, I mean safe position, you are between the fire and an exit path. So if you're attacking the fire with your home extinguisher and you realize that it's too big or it's not effective, you can quickly turn and hit the door outside. So
go ahead.
We're using water for the extinguishment of these fires. It is found to be the most effective and efficient tool that we have available at the moment.
Have you noticed, though, locally here in the city of Pittsburgh, more battery-related fires?
We absolutely have. And in the Bureau, if there is a fire that involves a lithium-ion battery, we have a response matrix that kicks in, and we can utilize our hazardous materials team to manage those batteries and safely overpack them for disposal. And in that case, we would use a hazardous materials waste contractor to dispose of the damaged or defective lithium-ion batteries.
What do we do as citizens when we want to dispose of these batteries? I know they always say dispose of them properly, but let's be honest, each and every day, very few people probably do from a home environment.
We would ask you, please don't put them in the trash. We've had multiple trash truck fires as a result of lithium ion batteries being crushed as the trash is compacted. So if you think about the big box home improvement stores, a lot of them have the battery recycle systems right there in the store. That's probably going to be your best option.
All right, Brian, what about just regular batteries in terms of home storage and then disposal of those too? You know, double A's, triple A's, those 9 volts?
The 9 volts probably the one that scares you the most, because you need to make sure you're protecting the contacts. Even when you get a low battery warning, there still is residual energy. And if those connections are able to be bridged, you can short circuit, and that battery can also be the source or the ignition source of a fire. So when we're disposing of those, let's be real careful and make sure that the contacts are protected before you're just tossing them in the trash.
Yeah, they have these really inexpensive plastic containers where you can store your batteries at home so they don't make contact. But what about when you dispose of them? Should you use, and I've seen it's recommended to use electrical tape to cover those contacts.
It's a great solution to cover up the contacts so that we don't have a problem when they're in the regular waste disposal stream.
All right, one more question. Back to the lithium or any battery recharger. Should we, for instance, if you have maybe some electric garden tools that you're using the lithium battery, should you not charge when you're not home?
That is a very, very good piece of advice. And the other thing to consider, when you're buying batteries, especially chargers, charged for your cell phone or your e-bike or your e-scooter, your yard tool or power tool, you need to be using the manufacturer's original recommended battery and charger. You can go on the internet and find all kinds of rebuilt, repurposed, knockoff batteries.
Right.
And they are not going to have the same safeguards in them as the original equipment manufacturer.
Great information, Brian. Appreciate it. Just a heads up for a lot of people since we're seeing a proliferation of these battery issues. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Take care.
All right. Brian Kukila, Assistant Fire Chief here in the city of Pittsburgh. And Aaron, this has come up a number of times. And when you start hearing about people you know, you're like, well, wait a minute. I have some of these batteries too. So just a heads up.
And that last pointer he just made about getting the recommended. Everyone, right. You know, it's too expensive, whatever, but...
I know. What is the subject of today's major announcement at the White House? President Donald Trump will reveal at noon.
Yeah, it's speculation. It's a significant story that you would imagine. Obviously, they wouldn't have announced it as such. And it might be they've determined a meeting between Putin and Zelensky.
Or perhaps they have a trade deal with Canada, Mexico, or China. That would be a big deal, too.
Yeah, the biggest of that would be...
China.
China!
What is one of the last things you expect to see at 1:30 in the afternoon on Green Tree Road in Scott Township?
This was so brazen. Right around 1:30 p.m.,
yep.
Masked men got out of vehicles and surrounded a Jaguar vehicle at gunpoint, forced the driver out, jumped in and took off, and are still at large. Some of the people were taking photographs, so that's what police have to work with.
Yes, we were talking earlier this week about the crime statistics in Washington, D.C. dropping. These carjackings were down 83% in Washington because of the crackdown, and this is one of the things that they were trying to crack down on there. I think this is kind of a spreading trend.
I didn't realize it was an issue in certainly Pittsburgh. I mean, we rarely hear this kind of really brazen with guns in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Just after the lunch hour.
And yeah. I'm shocked still. The Steelers won their last preseason game 19-10 at Carolina. After the game, Mike Tomlin shared his assessment of the team's performance.
We turned the ball over there early. The tackling was shaky at best at times. I think they had 100 yards rushing at the half, and that's just kind of indicative of how poor the tackling was at times. And so we got some things to work on.
I think what he's trying to say is tackling was poor early. However, they did rally 19-10 the final, and Ben Saul's former pit kicker last year, who was aces, had, what, 3 field goals?
No, 4, and a couple of them over 50.
4 field goals.
Yeah. And then you had the performance of Skylar Thompson, which gives the coaching staff a really tough job here about, you know, which quarterbacks do we keep? Maybe they keep all four and have one of them on injured reserve with the...
So you've got Aaron Rodgers, you got Mason Rudolph, you have Skylar Thompson, you have Will Howard and Woodside.
Yeah, he's got the finger problem. Kept him out of the preseason play. But, you know, in the long run, that might turn out to be a good thing, Larry.
We shall see. You will not, however, see Steelers football until September 7th. They'll open the regular season against the Jets in New Jersey.
Yeah, they start with the Jets at the beginning in September, and they finish the month in Dublin against the Vikings. What a month it'll be.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.